First, I think she's much interested, Nikki Prostick, and that might work, but it'll take us a day or two, and
make her do it.
Mainly the question of my being able to say that you're interested that makes the difference.
I'm quite interested, and tell her I'm interested the quicker the better, but I'm going to have a press conference in a few days. Maybe tomorrow, and when I do, they're going to ask me how many women. I don't want to trail along and say four and not have another one. And incidentally, she's got some good connections with Time and can write a little bit.
Yes, she can write. She's done some. She wrote a very bad speech or two for Scoop Jacks.
Well, you let her write a good one for me, and you review it.
That's
you let
right.
her write a bad one for me, and then you make it good.
Well, Mr. President, I've got the goods on Ilya Abel, but I'm passing that through Pierre.
What are the goods?
Well, I got the transcript of what I said, and what I said was it's essential that I not add anything further to the subject. The President said what he wanted to say, and he does not want further comment, and so I won't comment further.
All right. Now, I called Walt Rostow, and he had been talking to a good many of them, and I just said that now if he said, well, I'm just telling him what the administration's plans are.
He said that to you?
I said, how in the hell do you know if I don't know? Well, he said, I'm talking about our planning. I'm not talking about what we're going to do. And I said, well, you put me in a position where I might have got to do it. You go talking about our planning. I want you to talk to me about the planning, not the newspapers.
Yeah.
And he said, well, if that's the way you feel about it, that's the way I do it. I said, that's the way I feel about it. I damn sure don't want to. Now, they came in, and Abel says that the speech that carried my Kilpatrick report from California also carried an adjoining column. Chalmers Roberts' interview with Rostow. They don't say that.
Yeah.
But saying, in effect, that we're going to hit North Vietnam. Now, I spent a lot of time with Joint Chiefs. You ought to have been up here. I didn't think of it, but
well,
I was
over
at
the Pentagon.
Private.
They love to be private, Mr. President.
All right. Well, anyway, remind me in the morning to go over all
I would like to catch
so
up with you.
Up.
Yes, sir.
The net of it is, though, that they say get in and get out.
Yeah.
And I told them, let's try to find an amendment. We haven't got any Congress that'll go with us, and we haven't got any mothers that'll go with us in the war. And 9 months, I'm just an inherited. I'm a trustee. I got to win an election, or Nixon, somebody else has. And then you can make a decision. But in the meantime, let's see if we can't find enough things to do to keep them off base and stop these shipments that are coming in from Laos and pick a few selected targets to upset them a little bit without getting another Korean operation started. Taylor doesn't think there'll ever be a Korean operation. The Marine man does. The Navy man is in between the Marine and Taylor. The Air Force thinks it will be a Korean type operation. The Army didn't say much, but Taylor thinks that you've got to pick some specific targets and offset them. And so I told him to make up that list of everything and come back and see if his trip did him any good. He's got his ideas now, and let's see what he does after his trip.
Right.
Then I think he ought to meet with us, he and McNamara, before they go to Mars.
Well, you've got an NSC meeting, and it's on this subject, Mr. President. They're coming in
maybe
then.
Maybe we ought to meet with them.
Maybe we ought to meet with them a minute beforehand, because I think it's going to be very important to. I'm going to have a draft letter to Lodge for you in the morning. And I think also it's important to have a letter of instruction to McNamara, because one thing that they're particularly wary on, they don't want anybody on this trip coming back with two different plans, because you don't want people, John McCone especially has a way of saving his skin. Be blunt about it.
Yeah, that's good.
Mr. President, one other thing. Ike Eisenhower wants to visit Livermore and learn about plowshare. Do you have any objection to that?
No.
Seems to me we got to say yes to that.
Who does he tell that to?
He was in through the laboratory, which came into the AEC, which has asked us for clearance.
The President went to the laboratory direct?
Apparently.
Let's be sure of that. I think he'd ask me.
Well, I think, I don't know whether he's asked. I think he's asked if they, did he ask, could this be asked, referred to the President? We don't know that.
I just visited with him, and I won't
come
see
up
why.
No,
hell no, it didn't. I told him I won't let him know anything I did. That's instructions I gave McCone.
It's always possible with the Livermore Laboratory that they're
trying
to get him in the air.
That's what I think. Yeah. That'd be my guess. So let's check that, see what request he made, who he made it, and how.
Or we could pass back word that anything the President wants, he has only to ask the President.
No, I just find out about this.
Find out exactly where and when. Yeah. They probably will say he asked him because they're not.
No, I just say when and where, what circumstances, what he said.
Right, right. That's all I've got right now.
See you tonight.
All right, sir.
Tomorrow, I mean.
Yep.